Cryptocurrency News, where you get the news, not financial advice. Today's headline, Apple Pay to accept Bitcoin via BitPay cards. That's correct. Apple Pay to accept Bitcoin via BitPay cards. Now, this comes to us from RetailDrive.com, the article by Tatiana Walk Morse. It says, BitPay, a Bitcoin and cryptocurrency payment provider, announced that U.S. cardholders can add their BitPay prepaid MasterCard to Apple Wallet, making it more convenient to purchase everyday items using their cryptocurrency payment service, according to a Friday press release. BitPay prepaid MasterCard holders can use Apple Pay to make in-store, in-app, and online transactions, per the release. The company also said it will begin supporting Google Pay and Samsung Pay later this year. BitPay customers who haven't received their plastic card can add their virtual card to the Apple Wallet through the BitPay Wallet app, the press release said. Now, this to my mind strikes of the whole notion of utility, and Bitcoin is being picked up as kind of the standard in cryptocurrency here, it appears. Now, I personally have used BitPay card in the past. I actually did find it fairly convenient, and I think, to my mind, BitPay is something that could be adapted by the average consumer. And that's what we're looking for in the cryptocurrency markets, I think, is which currencies are going to be the ones that are going to be the easiest adapted by the average consumer. To me, this is kind of a big deal. Like I said, not financial advice, but it does seem interesting that Apple, you know, one of the biggest companies in the whole world, actually, is now accepting Bitcoin as payment through the BitPay card. So we can see some big players coming into the market right here. It goes on to say, Apple Pay is joining the list of financial service providers to embrace Bitcoin as a payment method. The recent news means that BitPay cardholders can use cryptocurrency as a standard payment method wherever MasterCard is accepted. BitPay's mobile wallet lets users convert cryptocurrencies into standard currencies and load them onto their MasterCard, the company said. The BitPay wallet currently allows users to transact using Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ether, USDC, GUSD, PAX, and BUSD, per the press release. Last October, PayPal announced that account holders can not only buy, sell, and hold cryptocurrency, but also use digital coins as payment to the company's network of merchants. And just last week, MasterCard said it will begin accepting select cryptocurrencies on its network in 2021. So we can see that there's a variety of Bitcoin, of the big ones at least, coming on board, teaming up, or being used by these major banks, credit card companies, as a means of payment. So it's almost as if some of the bigger cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or Ether are starting to become synonymous with money. And this is where it's going to get really interesting at, I think. Early on the COVID pandemic, it says consumer usage of mobile wallets lagged behind despite public health concerns and the need for speedy purchases. But as the pandemic continues, retailers and their partners have eyed mobile wallets as another way to engage with customers. Last year, David Bridal partnered with Pop Wallet to offer its customers perks like coupons and Afterpay, said it would allow users to pay in installments with Apple Pay and Google Pay. Taking a different approach, 7-Eleven introduced a mobile wallet in December that allows users to add cash at its brick-and-mortar locations. Quote, we have thousands of BitPay wallet app customers using the BitPay card who are always looking for new places and ways to spend their crypto, said BitPay CEO Stephen Pear in a statement. Adding Apple Pay and soon Google and Samsung Pay makes it easy and convenient to use the BitPay card in more places from day-to-day items. To luxury purchases. The Apple Wallet news follows BitPay's application in December with the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency to become a national trust bank. So that's your latest news on what Apple's doing as far as teaming up with the cryptocurrencies, a BitPay wallet, and how this whole thing seems to be merging together where we can see the utility of cryptocurrency more and more. That's it for now. This is Cryptocurrency News, not financial advice.